The Russian ambassador to Turkey has been assassinated. Ambassador Andrei Karlov was several minutes into a speech at an art exhibition in the Turkish capital of Ankara when a gunman opened fire. Ankara's mayor has tweeted that the gunman was a Turkish police officer. The gunman was also shot and killed today. So for more now, let's bring in Stephen Cook. He's a Turkey expert with the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. Stephen, welcome to Here and Now.
Pleasure to be with you.
So first of all, what more, if anything, do we know about the gunman? What his motives might have been? Do we know anything?
Well, at this early stage, it's pure speculation about what his motives are and who he represents. But it's clear by the Turkish government's own admission that he is a police officer, though he wasn't on duty. He had ID and obviously his service weapon, but he was not part of the official delegation, but obviously gained access to the event because of his credentials. There's any number of explanations now. Some speculation that he was in Jabhat al-Nusra, this al-Qaeda-related group operating in Syria, that he was affiliated with them. Then there's a more mundane explanation, which is that in Turks, and he was quite young, 22 years old, Turks have been served up horrifying images of Syria over the course of the last 5 years, and along with those images and news stories, stories about what Turkey and the Turkish president and the leading party there are doing to rescue Syrians in solidarity with other Muslims. And he may have been mobilized by a desire for revenge. This obviously is coming at a moment after just a crescendo of violence in Aleppo and clear human rights violations and war crimes, that he may have just been, you know, a lone wolf, as we say, taking revenge.
Right. And so, I mean, part of what the world is seeing is video that's been circulated very quickly after this terrible event where the gunman says God is great in Arabic, but then in Turkish later on talks about Aleppo, talks about Syria, saying don't forget Aleppo. Now remind us, of course, Russia has been very closely allied and vigorously supporting and actively backing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But what about the Turkish government, President Erdogan? What's their take been on Syria and the civil war there?
Well, since the summer of 2011, which is a number of months after the Syrian uprising began, President Erdogan and the Turkish government have been leading advocates of the Assad must go camp and have worked assiduously to try to make that happen, first by trying to cajole the United States into intervening directly in the conflict, and then by, through nodding and winking, working with extremist groups to as an instrument of Turkish power to weaken the Assad regime. That has put Turkey and Russia on opposite ends of the conflict. And, of course, in November 2015, the Turks shot down a Russian bomber that had strayed into Turkish territory. The bomber was obviously operating in Syria against groups there. But recently, there's been a Turkish effort at rapprochement with the Russians. There is a strong sentiment in Ankara that as relations with the West have soured, they may want to try relations growing closer with the Russians. There's been some talk of joining the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is something put together by the Russians and the Chinese. So this, once again, after 5 years of people hearing about Syria and the atrocities there and what's happening, this doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of Turks.
So the Russians are officially calling this, in their view, an act of terrorism. They say that they're going to raise it today at the UN Security Council. But Stephen, in the last couple seconds that we have to go, you know, what's the U.S. position right now? How should the U.S. be reacting to what's just happened in Turkey?
I think the Obama administration has been restrained. They have denounced it. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara has made a statement. The State Department has made a statement. We'll probably get something from the White House relatively soon. And I think that's the appropriate posture for the United States.
Well, Stephen Cook is a senior fellow for the Middle East and Africa Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C., bringing us up to speed with some analysis on the events in Ankara, Turkey today, where the Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov was assassinated by what seems to be a Turkish gunman. Stephen, thanks so much for helping us out today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.